This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, with a young revolutionary who, since he graduated from Union University in Jackson, Tennessee, has spent the past 2 years encouraging Southern students to stand up boldly for their rights and especially for their academic freedom. He is 26-year-old Ed Hamlet. How did you first perceive that students were being deprived of their freedom?
When I was a student at the University of Tennessee in 1962, I had some Negro friends who were not allowed to eat anywhere in the university area except on in the university cafeteria. They couldn't eat in any of the restaurants that I was able to eat in, simply because they were Negroes. Some of us got together, Negroes and whites, and confronted many of the restaurants in that area with this fact, and the fact that we thought that it was unjust. By negotiating with them and later by demonstrations to some of the restaurants that didn't open up, we were able to change that policy, and students there were able to participate equally in the facilities.
For a couple of years you've been doing this sort of work. What exactly have you done?
I think one of the most important things we did had to do with the thing that's very far removed from us geographically. That is the free speech movement. Most all the students in the South had heard about the free speech movement at Berkeley, but they had heard about it from the conservative press, from television, from radio. They had not actually met someone who participated. We made contact with a fellow by the name of Steve Weissman, who's from Tampa, Florida, and went out there to graduate school, and he was active as the chairman of the graduate coordinating committee of the free speech movement. I went with him to 25 campuses in the South, all the way from Virginia to Texas. He spoke to over 2,500 people. People were excited to hear that about what the students at Berkeley were doing to fight for their rights of free speech, of freedom of advocacy, that had to do with their desires to work in the civil rights movement, to work in peace, to work in civil liberties and this sort of thing.
Are there any other examples of what you've done, Ed?
Just recently, I was at a college in a neighbor state, and was talking with some students there, and they told me about a girl who was living in the dormitory and discovered that she was pregnant. She talked to her roommate about this, and her roommate was almost horrified and went down and told the dorm mother, and the dorm mother came up and talked to the girl and told her that, well, not only do you have to move out of the dorm, but you have to leave school. Finally, they decided that the whole city in which the college was located could not contain this horrible, unhealthy influence, and so she would have to leave town. Well, these students wanted to do something about this. The whole concepts of love and justice and understanding are being trampled over by the deans and the dorm mothers and the college administration. The girl was not willing to because of what the publicity of a trial and so forth would have done to her parents and to her friends. And she left, and I went back later. The students there are meeting together to talk about what they can do to prevent this sort of thing from happening again.
What is your inner motivation for doing this?
When I was a very small child in the Baptist church, we sang a song which said, "Jesus loves the little children of the world, red and yellow, black and white." And I realized that we're not following these teachings, and I felt that we were all brothers, and that we had to treat each other like brothers. This has a lot to do with my motivation.
Mr. Ed Hamlet, this is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is produced by the Methodist Church in association with the National Council of Churches. Presented in the public interest by this station.